Today's Cotton Newsline is Two Cuts, All Cuts, or Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So for the seed cotton program implementation, producers or landowners need to allocate generic base acres to seed cotton base and other covered commodity base acres, establish and update PLC payment yields for seed cotton, elect either ART County or PLC for seed cotton base for the 2018 crop year, and enroll the farm in ART PLC for 2018. For many producers, these decisions will require landowner signatures. Producers need to visit their Farm Service Agency office as soon as possible to complete this process.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Producers need to meet this deadline even if harvest is not complete by January 15th. Producers have until May 1st, 2019 to certify final 2018 production for MFP. The payment rate for cotton on the first 50% of 2018 production is 6 cents per pound. Secretary Perdue recently indicated that the payment rates are expected to remain the same for the second 50% of production. Producers again are encouraged to visit their Farm Service Agency office to sign up for the program and then certify their total 2018 production once harvest is and ginning of the crop is complete. Production records data will be required if producers are selected for a spot check to confirm the actual production certified for the program. For cotton, producers are encouraged to utilize either warehouse receipts or gin bell listings for production evidence. Now, while crop insurance records also are a good source of documentation, those records should not be used if quality loss adjustments have reduced the production to count. Producers may actually want to complete their seed cotton implementation decisions and also sign up for the MFP program at the same time while they're already at their Farm Service Agency office.